Hey, what's up, everybody? What's up? What's up? We're back in the house once again tonight on the one and only, the only one, Kiss God Radio, right here on LoveRadioNetwork.com, giving you the best that we got. I'm so excited tonight. I really am. I got some things that I want to share with you and say to your spirit tonight. Singles, this is Kingdom International Single Seminar, where you get restored, revived, and rejuvenated. I'm Pastor Paul Anthony Dean. I am the one that's going to give you a quick shot in the arm tonight. As a matter of fact, I'm going to give you a shot in the heart to make you fall in love with God, learn how to love yourself, and learn how to love others the right way. God is so good, isn't he? I pray that you had a wonderful, wonderful, joyful day today. We're just going to do it right tonight. I just really been praying for you. I've been praying for your life, your spirit. I've been praying for your finances. I've been praying for your relationships. Singles, I've just been praying for you. I really thank God for every single one of you that is on tonight, and those of you that share Kiss God Radio with others, and being on LoveRadioNetwork.com. Tonight is going to be a really full night, and what I mean by that is that I have something I want to declare into your spirit. Now, often I do this, and I do this being led by God. Really, I do. You know, sometimes we hit topics, and then other times we pray, and then there's other times that we declare. And so tonight, I really want to dive into this. I don't even want to do a whole lot of preliminary. So I want you to listen, text somebody, call somebody, do what you have to do to share that Kiss God Radio is on tonight. And while you're doing that, I think I have a verse of scripture that I want to share to you so it can be my foundation text. The Bible says in Psalms 4, verse 3, "But know that the Lord has set apart for himself him who is godly. The Lord will hear when I call to him." One of the things that God gave me in regarding you is that word set apart. You know, when we think salvation, salvage, or set apart, really, he set you apart. Now, when I look at singles, the word singles, you know, this is before I pray, I just want to give you a backdrop while you're calling your friend, your family, telling them Kiss God is on. I was looking at the, the Macmillan, I'm sorry, I was trying to remember it. The Macmillan Dictionary says that single, right? The word single means to set someone or something apart, that it's to make someone or something different and special. So my brothers and sisters tonight, I want you to think about that, that you are someone who is different and you are someone who is special. Someone different and someone who is special. So you're not going to be able to just fit in everywhere and with anyone. You are different and you are special. And so the reason why I'm saying that is because I need you to declare that and decree it every day. I'm different and I'm special. And so we're going to pray because I got something to say. Father, we thank you right now for your love, your grace, and your mercy. We thank you, God, for what you have given me to give to them. Lord, I thank you that you grant me the tongue of the learned to speak life and to declare with these singles online tonight on LoveRadioNetwork.com. And we thank you for this platform, this great, great, great platform that has given an opportunity to thousands and thousands of people to live, to learn, to grow, to prosper, and to have joy. God, we honor you and we give you the praise for what you are doing in their lives. Now, Lord God, I pray that they do not get off this platform the same way that they got on, but with more of you and less of themselves. In Jesus' matchless name we pray, amen, amen, and amen. All right, people of God, I'm going to leave some music in the background while I just speak to the different people tonight. And as I speak to the special people tonight. And that's the one and only singles. I know sometimes other people might sneak on, married couples sneak on there. But it's all good. It's all good. It's all good. I get it. What we're saying is good. But this is for the singles tonight. And I want to let them know that I love them and I appreciate them. And, you know, I want to make sure that your identity, that you know that your identity is connected to God, you know, as Christians. And so, and we need to really explore how we look at it. So the Bible speaks, and the Bible does say that we have to be transformed by the renewing of our mind, right? That states in Romans, the 12th chapter, the second verse, so that we don't look like or act like the world does, that, you know, because our minds needs to be renewed, needs to be transformed. But I'm going to tell you this. It's what we say out of our mouth that is critical and so important. So in looking at how God views his children, we see that in the dictionary, the Macmillan Dictionary, that God also sees you as special and set apart people. And so here it is. Here it is. The Bible does say in 1 Peter, I believe, 1 Peter, the second chapter, the ninth verse, that God's people, they are described as a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession. So once again, there's nothing regular or average about God's people. But you, however, you are different. And you are special, singles. There's no rush. There's no rush out there. Take your time and just know that you are special and you are different. You're set apart and you have a great responsibility. You know to what? To know that you are special and you are different. You can't operate just any kind of way. You can't date just like the world dates. That's not going to happen. It's not going to work. So you got to have a discerning spirit. You got to be cautious. You got to be prayerful, right? To know the will of God concerning how and when and who you are supposed to date. Are you with me? You have to. I get it. There's so much going on and you want to kind of sometimes move quickly. I get it. But during these seasons of being set apart, it's very important. Excuse me. It's very important that you are constantly devoting time to seeking God. Are you with me? Seeking God and seeking God's will and his purpose for your lives in every area of your lives. And additionally, I really encourage all of you to continue to grow into better versions of yourselves. You know, grow with God. Learn more about yourselves. Learn more about God. Learn more about your single state. Learn what you can do. Learn what you have the ability to do. The great opportunities that you have. Learn right now what you need to work on before you bring anybody else into your life. Are you hearing me tonight? This is so important. I mean, discover what you like. Discover what you don't like. Discover what you love. Discover what you don't love about dating and relationships. Learn from your experiences, right? You could learn how to be a better Christian, Christ-like person. You know, your behaviors, your actions. Oh, this is so important because you don't have to report to anybody. You really don't. You're not on anybody else's time but God's time. Are y'all hearing me tonight? So important. Right? So just need to learn what does it mean to you know, those of you that are looking forward to getting married, how about learning how to learn what does it really mean to be a godly husband? What does it mean to be a godly wife, right? So a godly mate, period. What does it mean? What does it mean to actually walk in my purpose or walk in my calling? What does that mean? Not just I'm free and I'm out of here and I'm doing what I want to do. No, don't do that. No, I mean, okay, you can do it every once in a while, but don't just set life on I'm single and I can just bounce, go, do what I want to do. No, think of purpose. Please think of purpose. Think of God's will and walk in it, because it is essential that you know why God created you. Are you hearing me? Why did he put you on this earth, singles? Listen to me. I'm trying to help you out tonight. Please understand. This is so important. Why did God put me here? And who does God say that I am? Oh, man, I tell you. Oh. You know, for some particular reason, I get choked up sometimes when I'm talking to the singles. And you know why? Because I want so much more for you than actually what I see. Because you're able to be whole, you're able to be complete in every area of your lives prior to meeting your spouse, prior to meeting your mate. You know, the Bible says in Ecclesiastes, it says in chapter 3, verse 1, it says that there's a time for everything in the season and every activity under the heavens, regardless of how long your single season has been. God has not forgotten about you. He hasn't. If God has put the desire in your heart to be married, then guess what? It's going to come to pass. In due season, because there's a season for everything. In his timing. So listen, I want you to say to yourself, I am set apart. I am different and I am special. Are you with me? Because tonight I'm going to just be doing some affirmations. That's it. Oh, man, I tell you, I feel really good about this because I believe somebody's going to catch it. Now, what you're going to have to do, really, you're going to have to listen to it over and over and over and again, because it's really my hope and my belief that this message tonight, it's not really a message. It's declarations, affirmations. Are you with me? Because you are different and you are special. And I'm meeting some singles and talking to some singles, and they're down on themselves because somebody hurt them. They feel like they wearing a tag around their neck. You know, sometimes they're downing on themselves, low self-esteem. You know, it's just, I'm like, listen. God has preserved you, and God has kept you. God is protecting you. God is keeping you. And you know what? When I say that to some people, they just feel like, yeah, Pastor, but. But what I'm saying to you is, if you receive this, there will be no but. There will be blessings. Blessings on top of blessings. Blessings on top of blessings. Blessings on top of blessings. If you start receiving what God is saying to your spirit. It is understanding. Get the understanding, and all thy getting, get an understanding, because you're not going to live by the world's standards. Are you hearing what I'm saying to you? Instead, Christian singles, I want you to learn how to look at life as being pleasing to God in this single state of mind. Therefore, it doesn't matter whether you are single and dating and single and dateless, single and celibate, single and constantly tempted to have sex, single and patiently waiting, or single and fed up with being single. This kiss God is for you. So I pray I encourage you right now and give you hope and inspire you and help you whenever you are in that single season, and sometimes you start to think about what is it that you should be doing. I want to declare this. So let's go ahead and start. First thing I want you to do, I want to declare this to you, the declaration of trust. The declaration of trust. And I want to listen to this and hallelujah. Glory to God. The things that I've been saying seem like it's coming around and being built on faith. So singles, as I declare this to you, I declare that I will trust God. That's what I want you to start saying, the I, right? So I'm going to use the word I, or I'm going to use that pronoun. I declare that I will trust God. I declare that I will not get ahead of God. I declare that I will trust God's timing. I declare that I will trust God when I don't know how things are going to work out. I declare that I will trust God when I don't know when my situation is going to change. I declare that I will put my trust in God and not in man or woman. I declare that I will trust God, period. And singles, the scripture that goes with that is trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not towards thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct thy path. Proverbs 3:5. It is better. Proverbs 3:5 speaks it. And then Psalms 118 said, it's better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. And I want you to rest in that. And I want you to understand who you are. So there's a declaration that I want to say to you tonight that says, I am. I am. Say with me. I am. I declare that I am a child of God. I declare that I am blessed by God. I declare that I am anointed by God. I declare that I am highly favored by God. And I declare that I am loved by God. Oh, isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful? And so this, the scripture to that is Ephesians verses 1 to 3. Ephesians 1 and 3, put it that way. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. And it says that, where was I? I was getting ready to say, it says, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my right hand. It ain't got nothing to worry about. You don't have anything to worry about. Another scripture in Isaiah says, be strong and courageous. Don't be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God, he goes with you. He goes before you. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Psalms 46:1 says, God is my refuge and my strength. He's an ever-present help in the time of trouble. I love it. I love it. And sometimes, people of God, sometimes the enemy tries to reduce you because of your past. I'm saying he has tried that with me. And at one point, he was almost successful until I walked into the sanctuary. And God was reminding me who I am. So right now, I want to speak into your life, and I want you to start declaring, I am not my mistakes, I am not my sins, and I am not my failures. Oh my God, I'm going to say it again. I am not my mistakes, I am not my sins, and I'm not my failure. So here it goes. I declare that I am not my past mistakes. I declare that I am not my sins. I declare that I am not my failures. I declare that I am loved by God, even with all of my flaws, my shortcomings, my sins, my failures, and mistakes. I declare that I am still God's child. Are you hearing me? See, the devil don't like this. because he thought he had your mind. He thought he had your heart to reduce you, to keep you to go backwards instead of forwards. But like John Maxwell said, if you're going to fall, fall forward. You're still making progress. Romans 8, 1 and 2, it says, so there is now no condemnation for those who belong to Christ Jesus. And because you belong to him, the power of the life-giving spirit has freed you from the power of sin that leads to death. Come on now. Your past has no power. Say it with me. My past has no power. Isaiah 43 and 18 says it like this. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. Philippians 3 and 13 says it like this. It says it like this, but I focus on this one thing. Forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead, I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God, through Jesus Christ, is calling us. Don't you love it? Don't you love it? See, it's the word of God that fights for you. It's the word of God that helps you in your strength and in your faith. All right, we're going to do another one. I want you to declare that God will save you. I want you to declare that God will save you. I don't care what you're in, situation you're in. You could be in a bad relationship right now, but I'm going to say this to you, that God is going to save you. But you got to declare it. Here it is. I declare that God will not let me fail. I declare that God will not let me fall. I declare that God is mighty to save me. I declare that God will save me. Hallelujah. Psalms 121, if you want to go reference, it says, my help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. I will not let your foot slip. Psalms 37 and 23 says, the Lord directs the steps of the godly. He delights in every detail of their lives. Though they stumble, they will never fall, for the Lord holds them by the hand. Isn't that wonderful? That's some good assurance. That's just some good assurance. Listen. How about this? This is a declaration for you that know that you're blessed. You know that you're blessed for your obedience. You've been hanging in there. You've been faithful. And I'm telling you right now, God is turning your ship. Here, let's go. I declare that I will be obedient to God in every area of my life. As I walk in obedience to God, he has promised me that I will be blessed in a city. I will be blessed in a field. I will be blessed when I come. I will be blessed when I go. I will be blessed in the land that I possess. I will be the head and not the tail. I'll be above and not beneath. I will be the lender and not the borrower. People of God, this is who you are. This is who you are. Tonight, we are speaking to different and special people. You are set aside for God's purpose. Are you hearing what I'm saying to you? So he's telling you what I'm about to do, because you was created in his image. Here we go. I declare that I was created in God's image. I declare that God does not make any mistakes, and therefore there is nothing wrong with me. I declare that God knows everything about me, and he created me the way that I am. And I declare that the one whom God will send to me will love me for who God has created me to be. Man, I like that one. Oh, it's so good. Oh, yummy, yummy. This is so good. Genesis 1:27. So God created mankind in his own image, and in the image of God, he created them. Psalms 139 says, for you created my innermost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful, and I know that fully well. Lord, I thank you. This is who you are. This is who you are. And singles, please hear this before I go. I want you to understand that God is perfecting you. God is perfecting you. Here we go. I declare that God is perfecting me. I declare that I am growing in spiritual wisdom and discernment. I declare that I hear clearly from God. I declare that I obey God with an obedient and willing spirit. I declare that I am increasing in the knowledge of God, His will for my life. Lord, I thank you. I want to say Philippians 1 and 6 says this, that I am confident of this very thing, that he who begun a good work in me will perfect it until the day of Jesus Christ. And the Bible also says in John 10 and 27, it says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Isn't that wonderful? How about this? I'm going to let this probably be my last one. Yeah, let this be my last one. Maybe we'll continue this next week, singles, but I love it. But I love it because you are loved. You are loved by God. And I want you to say this because so many singles feel like they don't want love anymore. They will never find true love. I'm tired. Love doesn't exist. I thought he loved me or she loved me. But I want to let you know that I am love. No matter what, no matter who has hurt you, no matter who has come against you, no matter who has labeled you, I want you to declare this. Here we go. I declare that I am love. I declare that I am patient. I declare that I am kind. I declare that I do not envy. I declare that I do not boast. I declare that I am not proud. I declare that I do not dishonor others. I declare that I am not self-seeking. I declare that I am not easily angered. I declare that I keep no record of wrong. I declare that I do not delight in evil, but rejoice with the truth. I declare I am love. And you are love, and you are loved by God. You are loved by God, singles. The Bible says love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrong. Love does not delight in the evil, but rejoices with the truth. It is always protects, it always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter. People of God, I love you. And I'm going to continue this next week. I really am. I'm just going to write some out and find some good ones. And I'm going to declare and watch this, singles. We're going to continue to touch and agree. How about that? We're going to continue to touch and agree to see you grow, to see you get better and better and better. And I want you to say this with me. Every day, I'm on my way. I want you to say every day, I'm on my way. And every day, I'm getting better and better. God bless you. Heaven smile upon you. I pray that you go in peace, and may your peace be multiplied. Charlie Rock, go ahead, man. Take us to the bridge. Peace and love.